How long have you been here, Emma?
Here in France, me and my ex-partner bought the place in 2004. We renovated and we were living in Britain for a long time. I was lecturing, Robert was on the building.
So what year was it that you arrived here?
2004.
So you didn't do the usual thing of living in a caravan?
Yes,
in the grounds.
The caravan's still out there, which probably is dying a death as we speak.
For how many years were you in the caravan?
Probably about six.
And you've been recently artist in residence at Moncontour. How did that go?
Fantastic. I was there 4 years ago, 2014, 8 weeks, which I really had a lovely time, right in the summer, which was fabulous.
How did you originally create that connection with Moncontour?
I did have a couple of friends there, and this new place was opening, and I just asked. I sent my CV, obviously I had to have my CRA number, and they just said yes, and they gave me 8 weeks in the summer, which I was amazed at. And then I got lots of commissions from there because my work's really big, so a lot of people wanted like smaller pieces. A bit difficult for me.
Did you find that they wanted a particular subject matter?
No, because when I was there, my first really big exposition, is called Lovers of Acid.
Who have been your inspirational
Egon
artists?
Egon Schiele.
Oh, yeah. What epoch of painters are you?
I'm very much a modern master person. I mean, as I've got older, I appreciate the great Dutch masters and I appreciate the Renaissance and I appreciate that. But when I was studying art, I was much more into the modern masters like Egon Schiele, Klimt. I mean, Klimt was the tutor of Schiele. And I just loved that. And I remember when I was at Brighton, I used to do, I did copies or pastiches, sorry, of Egon Schiele's work. When I went to the Museum of Degas in Paris, sculptures, yes, but his drawings and his line work. And that's something that's always been important to me, is to be able to draw. It's like if you're a dancer, if you have ballet as your route, you can pretty much do most things. And I think, and I was a drawer, and only since I've been here have I ever painted on canvas. Because I used to paint on paper, wood, anything. But I just felt
like Alfred Wallace, yes. Painted on scraps of wood from the beach.
That's what I used to do, but then I thought,
naive.
I could say I just had a go at it and quite liked it.
And you're selling well?
No, but doing okay.
And you're thinking of doing some workshops for?
Yes, I would like to. Well, I'd love to desperately have some life drawing classes here, because life drawing is the bone of art for me. You see a form and you draw it, allowing people to understand what they are seeing. But you have to work on your eye-hand coordination. That has to be, don't look at your hand, look at the subject and be confident and make marks.